1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
KJO time, 9:35, and we are working an eyewitness report. It's just a fancy name for getting together with good neighbors that are doing good things in our community. And we're talking Project Youth right now. And I want to welcome Jen and Joshua. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Get close to that mic, Joshua. I want that big voice coming
Good morning,
way.
Tom.
There we go. Hey, thanks so much for showing up. It's great to meet you and see your good, bright faces. And I know you're working a special mission right now yourselves. So tell us a little bit about Project Youth. Many of us know a little bit about what you do, but it really is focused on the success of our youth in a special way. So, Jen, Josh was looking at you. So I know
I'll take it away.
Take the lead, darling.
Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Our pleasure.
Project Youth Plus is a special organization nonprofit here serving youth in Southern Oregon. We serve over 1,700 youth in Jackson, Josephine, and South Douglas counties every year. And today we're here to talk about a special project, our Script Internship, Summer Internship Program. This is, 'tis the season, right, to give back.
You bet.
And so this is a great way to give back and get back if you are a local business.
Okay.
So the way we do that is you can give back by sharing opportunities of work in your business with college students from the Rogue Valley. We want to give college students the opportunity to come back home in the summer and have work at our local businesses. So this is going to encourage young people to come back to the Rogue Valley. Youth who grew up here after college, they, you know, we want them to settle their roots here. So we want to show them the amazing employment opportunities here in the Rogue Valley. So that's how business can give back.
Uh-huh.
And a business is going to get back by having this amazing intern for the summer. So if you have a project that's just gone untouched for a while that you need some extra energy around, if you need to level up your communication strategy in your business, these are some key places that these college summer interns can help you out. And so, yeah, if this sounds exciting to you, a way to give back and get back, check out projectyouthplus.org to learn more about the Script Summer Internship Program.
Script Summer Internship at projectyouthplus.org, right? All right. That was good marketing, Jen. Well done.
I've reviewed it in my mind a few
you
times
did really
here.
Well, Joshua.
Yeah.
Give me some ground floor on that.
Well, this is a personal thing for me. I really enjoy this work because it gives me opportunity to get students here from Southern Oregon opportunities to build career pathways. I grew up here in the Rogue Valley, and after college, there wasn't much opportunity in the Valley. Now there's a lot of opportunity in the Valley. And instead of losing our top talent to places like, you know, Portland or the Bay Area, we want to retain our talent
here
in the Rogue Valley. So this is a really special project to do that. It's an investment not only in your business, your organization, but in our community as a whole.
Well, I can feel your passion, brother. So where did you just get the spark to start with? Was it just your experience to start with? And then this just kind of lit a flame when Project Youth Plus came along. You saw what the focus was, said this is just what we need to do.
Absolutely, yeah. I've been doing some workforce development here in the Rogue Valley now for about 10 years, and they had an opportunity for this, and I jumped right on it.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, it's something I'm very passionate about.
You got to be. If we're going to do something, you know, there's always a big need out there. I love seeing something that uniquely fits with a need. And we do have many youth organizations doing wonderful work for kids at a very ground floor level, doing many things, but this is purely focused on the success of getting them into a career path and building their careers, their academic success as well, which we know is always a foundation. You gotta work your smarts. If you just let them lay, they'll still be there, but they're not doing a whole lot.
Absolutely.
True. Very true, Tom.
Did I do that? Did I add to your marketing there?
Oh, yeah. Great job.
Thank you.
Hey, well, I just appreciate what you do. You know, I can tell it's something you're absolutely committed to. And we are a business that once in a while has that kind of opportunity, even though, you know, people don't think of radio broadcasting as an instant thing. It is such a broad-based opportunity within this organization for people with passion and personality, and even behind the scenes, they're going to love what we do here. It's such a family organization, and I'm hoping we have an opportunity for that. It's possible. We're a pretty tight family, and as everything is around here, there's not always big needs for individuals, but I do see a possibility of us moving in to be a part of that. So it's not going to be up to me, but I will tell you that I'm on your side. I can do that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Excellent.
And because that's also kind of how I started a midlife crisis here. Mm-hmm. I started my radio career at 45 years old and 21 years nonstop now. So it happened that somebody gave me an opportunity to use what I already had. But I felt like a kid starting over, just so I can identify with that. You know,
no time better than the present.
And there wasn't a lot as far as any real money or anything like that. I just loved the work, and I did whatever I could to build that my base of saying I'm valuable, and people can do that. Kids can do that, and I think you show them that too. If you are one who will always show up, and you've got you know how to treat people, you can be successful in almost anything that sparks your fancy.
Absolutely.
I bet all of you did that too.
Yeah.
What's your background, Jen? Just real quickly for you.
I've been with Project Youth Plus, formerly College Dreams, for 18 years.
Wow.
And so, definitely a passion project.
Obviously.
And that's, you know, part of what we're doing here is helping youth find what their passion is so they can plug into it.
So you're one that's really right there. And I can tell that's a good partnership right here.
Absolutely.
So you both caught fire, but in a little different ways.
Oh, yeah.
We love the work we do. And we were so lucky to experience having an intern this last summer that leveled up our summer programming. We do over 80 activities for youth just in the summer months. And our intern, Kevin, allowed us to organize how kids were enrolling, keep all of our data together so we could tell our story, everything from permission slips to planning with community partners.
Sure.
It was incredible to have him on our team.
Plenty of logistics, in other words.
Yes, and so we were so grateful to have his expertise.
That is a great witness right there. Well, I thank you all for letting us be part of your voice, and we'll do it again sometime. When we get close to this thing, how about a second chapter of this, okay?
Let's do
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah, make that down. We get anywhere close to our summertime, we want to make sure we put the word out again, okay?
All Sounds right. great.
Thanks for the good spotlight, y'all. And let's give them a website one more time, Jen.
It's projectyouthplus.org, or you can email joshua@pyplus.org.
There you go. One more time, Joshua, that
pyplus.org. It's joshua@pyplus.org, or you could even go to thescript.org to sign up.
There you go. We've got it. And so we're going to have some mail your way, Joshua. Is that okay? Can you handle that?
Absolutely.
There you go. You guys are on board now.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks again for taking the time.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been a blessing. Thank you all for working with us. And remember, Project Youth Plus, something worthy in our community. And if you are a business, you are being called out to make room for somebody special, and they'll bless you too.
Thank you.